Now for a trip to a matchmaking school in New York City, and it doesn't involve meditating in front of pudgy naked Cupid statues or listening to that famous Fiddler on the Roof show tune. Stephanie Marudis has the story.
Well, anybody can be a matchmaker. Some people, like Anne Robbins, are learning Cupid's trade at matchmaking school. Robbins got interested in the profession when she started dating after being widowed.
Friends that set me up, I would look at them and say, what are you thinking? Don't you know me better than this? So I walked away from that whole experience saying there's just a desperate need for single professional people to meet other single professional people with some dignity and professionalism behind it.
At the Matchmaking Institute in New York City, Robbins and eight other students have come from faraway places like California and Florida for a one-day crash course. They sit in a circle of chairs around a coffee table topped with a heart-shaped bowl of Hershey Kisses and take notes.
So must-haves and deal breakers.
Matchmaking teacher Lisa Clampett jots down some nuts and bolts questions a matchmaker should ask the client.
What would make a good match for you? What age range are you looking for? Do you have a particular physical taste?
Clampett teaches the class that matchmakers should also coach clients to kiss goodbye any hurdles like emotional baggage and to slow down in the race for bed.
So when we're going and immediately sleeping with someone, it's false intimacy too soon. And it's really taking away the effort of the curiosity and getting to know someone and whether they're right for you or not.
Clampett puts her students to the test through role play situations. In the one you're about to hear, Anne Robbins plays the matchmaker and tells the client, another student named Leanne Moreau, why the guy she recently went out with won't be calling.
So maybe if you had had the time to go home after work, freshen up.
Oh, Anne.
I know, I'm sorry.
Wait, give me more specifics. I need
he
more specifics.
He said that it would have been a more enjoyable experience if you smelled cleaner and fresher.
No, I knew that Christmas tree in the taxi was a bad idea. Oh, no. Well, please tell him that this isn't a normal thing. I mean,
because the first time I met you, you looked great. You smelled great. You had a fresh look about you. Let's talk about some things that maybe could change for the future.
Okay.
And perhaps that's Cupid's biggest secret. Matchmakers just don't help people find relationships. They also give dating advice, like how to zap bad breath before a goodnight kiss. In an era of online dating, matchmakers might seem old-fashioned, but the dollar signs behind them are not. Matchmaking is close to becoming a $250 million industry. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Marudis in New York City.
This is NPR News.